Our song leader, God bless you. With sincere heart and mind, I thank our overseers for this noble congregation, the deacons, preachers, and all of you here today.
If my mom and I made us up in penny four and a son four, now see, sir, when you are many.
I like the way you are singing your heart out today, and I'm sure we shall continue always in the presence of God. Let us say amen.
Amen.
Before I move into the sermon, let me test my gun skills.
Gun skills.
So all the guns here, help me do this work. Short one, just a minute here. Ofane, engabwe. Tell your thing. Yeah, thank you very much. God bless you all. This is from my grand teacher, and that is Bishop Clotty.
Bishop Clotty, na. Ochire mi sankranwe.
God bless you.
I'm sure.
Having responded to these greetings affirms that you have accepted me as a guy in this community.
And this
makes my work very simple.
Because
what you are going to talk on today or speak on today is accept one another. So having responded, I'm okay here and I will still be here. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Our test for today, it's a very simple test. It is from the book of Romans, chapter number 15, verse
7.
If you forget everything for today, as for this test, keep it. The book of Romans, chapter 15, verse number 7.
Romans, tidunum.
I'm taking it from two versions, one from New Revised Standard Version, and the other will be from King James Version.
Revised Standard and King James.
Let's take the first one from New Revised Standard Version. It reads, "Welcome one another. Therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God." That is what the National Revised Standard Version reads. I'm taking the King James Version, so you need King James, of course. That one also goes like this. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Let's say amen. For us to understand this passage very well, we need to go to the background of the book, which I'm not going to spend much time there. But when you read the chapter number 14 of the same book of Romans, from 1 up to the 12, you could see that the same accept one another issue was addressed there. Some of the Christians at Rome were having issues with what to eat and how to take that kind of food. Others were also having issues with the day of worship. Paul, in making the house churches in Rome to live in harmony, to live in love, to live in unity, came up with this kind of message. When it comes to our circles too, sometimes we have this kind of differences.
It is
not
with
respect to food or days of worship. those people who have spoken before me made some strong point on some of the divisions that sometimes comes within us. Last Friday, prayer service, or the prayer section, spoke on the elite going to one side, and those of us who are also at the other angle also moving to one side. You go to the churches of Christ, you also have some kind of differences somehow. Some praises when you sing, when you're doing Last Supper, wahara for you. Some praises when you go there and when you're praying, you said amen two times, wahara for you. We have a lot of small issues on opinions. Similar thing was happening in Rome. The house churches were not having one front. Instead, they were not asserting themselves. They are rather speaking on issues that were not good enough. So Paul admonished those churches or those house churches that they should accept one another. If you look at the verse 12 of Romans chapter 14, it made it very simple that you are not the one going to judge the person.
Paul
God is the ultimate judge of the one that you are living with. The same way in the same Rome or the church in Rome, they have issue between the Gentiles and then the Jews. The Jews, they think they are descendants of Abraham. They got closer to God before the Gentiles. So they have advantage when they go closer to God. And this was an issue in
Rome.
Paul, in order for him to bring them together, to serve God with one purpose, he made this strong point that accept one another. Before you became Christians, you were living in some kind of sinful life. Now that you have become Christians, you want to show yourself that you are better than others. So Paul hammered on this topic severally in the book of Romans, that accept one another, accept one another, accept one another. I think that is the main reason why the bishops of this congregation saw the need that we Christians, we are in some road too, we need to do that. Let me give you this simple story before I move on to. There was a church like in some road. There was an old woman who visited the church in some years ago. The old woman was quiet. She came to church, listened to the sermon as I'm preaching this morning. After everything, invitation was given. And then she came out that I want to give myself to the Lord. The preacher looked at the old woman and said, "Oh my God. This woman is so unkept. She even smells. And her fingernails are not clean. She picks up garbage. And clean toilet.
And our prepare a toilet soon.
What would the members think of her? This thought going through the minds of the minister, he said, "No, woman, go home and think about it, whether you want to be part of this church."
So
the woman went back to the house. And she never returned to the church again. One time, the minister was in town going to look for something to eat. She went into a nearby restaurant and then saw the woman
Okay, restaurant be no say abriwa eti honum.
So she called the woman. Woman, are you not coming to church again?
And the woman sorry be you.
And the woman said, my brother, minister, I'm not ready to be in your part of your church. Jesus has tried severally to be part of your church.
Yes,
but any time he tries coming to your church, you prevent him.
So,
I am not ready to be part of your church. How do we accept one another whenever we meet people that we don't
know?
Are we welcoming enough as a church?
So,
do we welcome anybody that we see around? Or we pick and choose? Because somebody is richer like my type, you go together. And the poor people always ought to find their way out. Is that what we do all the time? Maybe that is what you have been doing, my sister, my brother. We are filling this great command that Paul gave to the church in Rome. We have some single ladies around here. We have some single ladies around in this church. Every man that they see, they reject that person. They reject that man. You want somebody driving V8 and V9 and V10 if those cars are available.
V8 and V9 so
a man that is going to struggle with you from the onset to the end, they don't want such a person. Do you know the reason why you are still single?
You
could be your quest for looking for a greater man always in your
life.
If you change your mindset and make sure that you want to live the way God wants us to live, you are going to find the right man today. Say amen.
Amen.
Let me give you a simple story between myself and my wife. When I met her, both of us we have completed training college. She visited me in my room and there was nothing there. The only property I had at the time, which was very useful, was a bicycle. So anytime I go to her school to visit her, the friends that tell me, hey, look at your bicycle man is coming. Her friends were having good boyfriends. They were bringing cars to school. They were bringing gifts. But hers was having a bicycle. So sometimes I need to park the bicycle somewhere. Before I go closer to her school, she did not bother herself too much on what I was having. And today, I'm not all that to the highest level. But I think some of the young ladies here, if they want me, if my wife is no more, they'll come for
me.
Because she stayed with Debbie. That is why today we are here. My ladies, my young ladies, the right man is there waiting for you, but the man is not where to do now. You can accept him at this level and your life will never be the same. God created human being not to live in isolations. He created us to be in a communion together. That is why even in the garden, he created Adam and Eve. And then he gave them a duty to increase in their number. Now, if you look at the way we are living in our current state, we are dividing ourselves. Everyone wants a self-contained. That is dividing the unity that we are supposed to have in ourselves. In the church too, when you come to church, that is what naturally happens. Some of us, we have a fixed state, a place that we sit. Bishop Clothe has been giving us this advice often when he entered here. I always want to sit with my brother Martin, the new minister that I came with. And he said, man, separate yourself.
kotina baby.
Find new places to sit.
Pa baby who for natina.
Make join people.
Can baby nimne ni omunye na.
And that will help you to know all the members in the church.
Even boa mo ni pa baby wa safunum.
Some of us we have problem accepting people.
Imu bi ya ni e din si e beji bi nimatum.
Because of a small problem that can be came between us or between you and your granny.
How could you be about only in 17?
We have decided not to talk to our grandmothers.
Why would you say only ibinemu enkasa?
Some of us have small problems with our husbands and wives in the house. Our husband, they went out to do the onduabos. The onduabos. Let's move on. You know men and their problems. Some men cannot stay with one woman. This man has come to you begging, severally, pleading with you. My lady, forgive me. I will never do this again. We have closed our ears not accepting those people back into
our lives.
Is the same thing happening to our parents? Some of our fathers, they didn't perform their duties when they gave birth to us. They want to be part of our life from this time on. Are we giving them the platform to be part of us? Paul is admonishing all of us this morning that
Paul to
accept one another just as Christ Jesus accepted us. So it is not pick and choose something. It is not, I want to be part of this person. This is a command that every Christian need to obey
this.
Let's go to the terms small and then define the term accept in another way. If you look at the Greek word for the word accept, you have a lot of meanings for the word accept. But I'm taking a few of them. Then I continue with the lesson. To accept in the Greek means to receive kindly. Or hospitably. Or to treat with kindness. Or to welcome. As I said already, you have a lot of them that you cannot pronounce all of them. But the final side I want to add to what I've said already is that You should take by hand to leave aside. So, like my brother over here, if I want to accept him very well, I have to hold his hand and say, let's go like this nicely. If I've accepted me rightly, that's what I should be doing. I shouldn't be in a distance and then portray that I've accepted him. That is why naturally I have problem with some kind of greetings. When it comes to our African setting,
Africa,
if someone says that he has accepted you and is greeting you,
no, because of what
you,
not so what
you,
are.
You do it with what? A handshake.
Or the answer about in some.
I don't know what is happening now.
And then who do you call today?
Some of us, we hide behind COVID. And then instead of greeting you with a handshake nicely, you cut plantains. Bye
bye.
Good morning. I don't know where we learn those things from.
Yes, you are no
African people. That is the way we greet. We shake hands.
Yes, yeah.
So before COVID,
answer the COVID ever banned.
If you greet me with cutting of a plantain, I will not even respond.
So what you have said, which body are meaning to?
I think COVID has come to help a lot of people. Those who don't want to be part of people, they have taken that one as when we went to the Volta region for missions. Anytime you go to a Voltairean's home, you say,
where's Olo?
And then we say, so I learned how to say throughout my staying over there. So now I can say very well. If a Voltairean wants to accept you after the where's Olo, the next thing that follows is that maybe he'll come for your back. Take you to his house.
No, do you call fear?
Give you water. Give you a seat. And the rest follows. That is the real way they receive people.
Oh,
I have also not been to the northern region, but I've heard that those people who go there for missions. If someone accepts you to their house, if they are sitting on the floor, you have to sit with them in the floor before they can listen to what you have for them. So you have cultures that we are living with.
So
you cannot throw those things away because of some excuses that are not warranted.
Some for the why
they have their own system.
We
all know them that either they rub their hands around you. And then I like the way they put their mouth like this, small, small like that. That is their star. You cannot take it away from them. The Bible one is too difficult.
He
said, greet one another with what? One another with the holy kiss. If you use that greeting today, your wife will divorce you.
And now you be sir,
so we don't do those kind of things. But we have our own way. That we show that we have accepted one another. That is what God wants us to do in this congregation. Or some people that we meet outside, we need to also show the same acceptance. If you don't know how to do it, God is telling you that, learn how to do these things. It is not all that difficult to do that. Now let's move to how to accept one another.
In the
psychological or whatever way that we want to do it. You have to try not to control the feeling of others if you want to accept one another. Try not to control the feeling of others. Don't do that.
Okay, so be what be ma me nyawo jin say obetimi asese ama no be yama no.
Allow others to be different.
Maybe no manya say dey omote.
We can all not be the same.
Yentimi enye pe.
The way somebody will sit here and then rattle English, I cannot do the same like the person.
Better now, chair, bro, for me, mean to me,
has individual differences. So when you come here with your pen and paper, you want to mark grammar. Then I see you as somebody with a weaker faith. And then that you need to change. We cannot all be the same. The way our bosses will lead songs, we cannot all lead songs the same way.
Say there be no more LED songs. Yes, yes, me, yes, sir.
To accept one another, we have to give thoughtful advice to people.
You also say to me, two be no more for you.
The advice that you give to yourself or your friends, know that advice is what? Thoughtful. You can think through and then make something out of it. And then be somebody that you are not too quick to judge somebody.
Amen.
People are having problems all by themselves alone. A lot of people are having issues already.
And some
people, so if you're a judgmental, you always want to go on somebody, you want to blast somebody, you want to destroy someone. No one will be ready to live with you. So you have to take your time when you go to people and you say, somebody has committed an offense. Make sure you speak to that person in a thoughtful way.
That
is why young boys with sweet mouth, they woo women often. Because women love sweet
words.
So even the aged one, they love sweet words. So if you want your wife to be happy with you, even if she is at fault, they want you to say it in a mild way.
And it's already I am
and that woman will love you to the highest level. Men also love the same thing. I don't know whether you are the same. You also love it that way. You also want sweet words.
Yes,
so if you're a wife or you're a man, you always go pang 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 blasting people. They will not come closer to you. The same way, look at our children too. They want daddies and mommies who will speak softly to them. By experience, I know that gay child, they love their father. Why? Because of protection. So if you see a gay child always with the father, they want to be protected. And the male child love their mother. Do you know the reason? Because of food. The woman will give them food, so they always want
to go to their mother.
So the more the woman gives the male child food, they are closer. They accept themselves in that order. And the more the father protects the female child, they also go closer to them. But if you are a father who always chastises your children, you know that they will never come closer to you.
Oh, my own chain.
That is why Father's Day, fathers do not get good messages and proper compliments.
Because
we always want to go
without
showing love to our little ones the way we
are supposed
to. So in our homes, we need to accept one another. In the church, we have to accept one another. In our workplaces, the same thing. Let me give you this story about my father, who is in the blessed memory now. He one time traveled from Ivory Coast to Mankesim. When he got to Mankesim, it was around 12 a.m. He has nowhere to sleep. He doesn't know anybody at the place. So the only place that he saw was a mosque around the place, at the station. He went to their gate and said, I'll go. More than 20 minutes, no response. And then he remembered that if you want to be accepted in a mosque, you need to greet them in the language that they understand. So he said, Salam alaikum. And the whole, those people in the house, they all said, Alaikum wa salam. They opened him, and then he went there to sleep that night. Although he wasn't a Muslim, he got the guts to enter their room and slept there because he greeted them in the language that they understand. So in our own levels, as partners, as people that work together in whatever company that you have found ourselves, we can also have a way of accepting people into our life that we can convert them into Christianity. If you want to convert somebody into Christianity, you need to accept that person the way the person is. Allow them to express their views. Allow them to give out whatever their beliefs are. And later, if you have time for them, they will come back to Christ. Say amen. To do that means you have to treat such a partner as an actual human being. When you have time for people, you listen to them. Those people think that you are treating them the way human beings treat others. To accept your partners, you need to respect their belief and acknowledge their opinions. To accept our partners, you have to accept their imperfections and embrace their flaws. Don't force your partners to change, but guide them to be better. Lawyer Yim is here, and the last time they took us through this leadership training, I love a lot of things that I heard on at the place. I was happy that for one of the lessons says that you can use anybody depending on the way you put the place that you put a person. So everyone in this world is important depending on the place that you place a person. And that is a way of accepting one another. Another side is you have to know their story and understanding their motivations. If you're able to do those kind of things, accepting ourselves will not be a difficult thing. Let me go to the excuses because of our time. The reasons why we decide not to obey this command that Paul gave to the Romans. I've already outlined the first one is because of COVID. People don't want to accept fellow human beings because COVID has come. If I come closer to you, I'll be affected. Thank God, COVID is no more.
COVID in sea, so
that excuse has been ruled out now. Say amen. Because there's no COVID. If there's someone sitting by, close by you, greet the person, let me say good morning.
Entitia Unia say good morning.
You have done well. God bless you. Say amen.
Amen.
The next point that we use as a cover up is the insecurity in the country. Because if I allow this person to come to my house, what I will hear is that the next day, he has taken away all my properties. But God wants us to be diligent in whatever we are doing. So with diligence, we can still accept people and do what God wants us to do. Others to hide behind insufficient time. We don't have time.
You know my work. I go here, go here, go here, go here, go here. So how can I visit you? How can I talk to you? I don't have time for you. I think that side too is solved. This church has designed a nice program as what was outlined by Dr. Dakun last week.
Dr. Dakun, my program here,
he says the church, they have designed cells. So if you don't have time, use your phone. As for phone, everybody is having time with the phone. Because every morning when I come to office, I take my time to go to the Some Road platform. And I do my devotion based on some of the messages on the platform. If you want to get contact with someone, 5 minutes, 1 minute, 50 seconds, 30 seconds is not a duty that we cannot perform.
So
we can accept ourselves with those kind of things. Don't hide behind, I'm tired. I've done this work for a very long time. Let me allow the young ones to also come in. Now that you are still living, you are not dead. You cannot say you are tired. Still groom people. Groom people and let them come and take after you. That is far better than always giving an excuse that I am tired. The last thing that people normally say as a good excuse is that the church is not helping in this matter. Someone told me that excuses are like noses. Everyone is having an excuse. If we cannot carry our own burden, we give excuse that the church is not helping. Are you telling me that since we are born up to this, I don't know that you should call somebody? You need the church to tell you that call someone or visit somebody before you visit. So those kind of excuses are not something that we can rely on. The church is not teaching us on this subject. My brother, this is a fervent lie. Whether the church is teaching you or the church is not teaching you, you have the Bible before you. So you know everything that we need to do in order to accept one another. Let us try to do those kind of things. What is our standard in doing this one another duty? Our standard should be that when we were sinners, Christ Jesus died for us.
Yes, a woman.
So, you don't need someone to be perfect before you do. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 speaks on
that.
Now, let me move on to this side and then bring the lesson to a close for today. An example of someone who was able to accept people perfectly. And for this one, it was a man. Our women or our mothers should not be worried with this. It is a man, and this one is for the men. There was a boy in the Bible who was able to take everything that the father was having. He went for half of the father's property. He took it out, spent it lavishly, used it the way he wanted to use it to please himself. And then, having gotten to a certain level that he realized that, no, what I have done is not the best thing.
Who said you were in here now?
So I should come back to my father. This boy came to the father. On the way to the father, when he was about to get to the house, the father saw the man and he was filled with compassion. Say amen. This man ran to him. Hey, my son, I've seen my son back.
Hey, me banu niye, me banu asamba.
He threw his hand around the son.
No man, all two.
And then kissed the son perfectly. That's not the only thing that he did. He hurried and then brought out a best robe and then put it on the son. He put ring on his son's finger. Standards on his feet.
Now,
he brought a fat cow.
No, kum.
They killed it, and then they celebrated the coming of the son.
Now, omu ye party, Emma Bofrey.
All this story is in the book of Luke, chapter 15.
Now, look at it.
I'm sure you have read it before. That's why I did not give you a quotation. So, the best acceptance that was seen in the Bible can be seen around this passage.
Irrespective of the condition of the person that you want to save for Christ, you don't look at the weaknesses of the person. You don't look at the offense that he has committed. All that you need to do is that Christ accepted you in that condition. If you want to remember your condition, go to Odor River. And look at the way it stinks. That is what you were doing before Christ called you. That is why if you look at the tree meaning for the word sin, it says what? Bonnie.
Bonnie
means something that what? That smells. That was your condition.
It is now over.
But Christ looked at you at the time and said, I've accepted you. Come. He ran to you, he embraced you.
That's a born in Christo na or the
we want you to do the same to the people that you see somewhere. Remember that Christ Jesus accepted prostitutes. And then the Pharisees.
Any Pharisee for no.
Luke chapter 7:36-50, we'll give you that story.
Look at
women with evil spirit, Christ accepted them. He accepted tax collectors, Matthew and Zacchaeus. Accepted covetous and then thieves. Someone like Judas, Christ accepted him.
Judas and
he lived with him for 3 years. I will tell you the benefit of Christ accepting Judas. But before Judas, the people that Jesus Christ accepted. The woman with evil spirits. The prostitutes. Later on, those people became the supporters of Jesus Christ in his ministry. The one that is going to help you, you have allowed that person to be out. You are not. Judas assisted Jesus Christ. He assisted in betraying Jesus Christ.
Judas,
he assisted Christ to die for all of us here. We are here because of Christ's services that he gave to Judas. If
it's
not because of Judas, you and I will not be here today. And that is the benefit that we had from Judas. If you contend this one, I don't have a problem. But God bless you for accepting it. So this morning, all that I want you to take home is that Christ Jesus said, you should accept one another. He said it through Paul and we cannot run away from this with any other excuses. I know you go home today as chained people. People ready to accept our husbands back irrespective of the offense that they have committed. People ready to accept our grannies, our grandpas, irrespective of the offense that they have committed. People ready to embrace one another in this church anytime we see ourselves. You will stop cutting plantains, but rather shake hands. God bless you for coming. And God bless you for listening. May God be with you. Give you the strength. Give you the understanding to carry it through. In Jesus' name, say amen.
Amen.